the lead you to Jesus now and lead. Tis recorded in His word, hallelujah, it is only that you can lead. And a message full of love, hallelujah, a message, oh my friend, is for you. Tis a message from above, hallelujah, Jesus said it and I know it's true. You can leave, my brother, leave, leave to Jesus now and leave. Tis recorded in His word, hallelujah, it is only that you can leave. Life is all and all to thee, hallelujah, as another dies, so shall Jesus, oh, you can say, you can leave, my brother, leave, look to Jesus now and leave. Tis recorded in His word, hallelujah, it is only that you live and leave.
Oh, you are a minister, hallelujah, He was me, O Jesus, not me. I was seen, O Arabia, hallelujah, when He told my O Jesus, oh yeah. Oh, oh yeah, Arakuri.
Father, give up the spirit of understanding. Open our spiritual eyes. Touch our heart. And bless us through this Bible study in Jesus' name. Every hindrance, let them be removed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You are welcome to Bible study. If you don't forget, we are in Matthew chapter 15:1-20. And the topic of our Bible study that we are studying is Christ's full explanation on source of divinement in answering Pharisee's cable on his disciples.
Akori ikọ ni Bible ni alaye Christ lekunrere lori orisun idibaje ni idan si ariwisi ati esun eke awon Pharisee ati akowe si awon meyin re.
We are going to read it again.
How to ka?
Our text, we are going to read it again, all of us.
Gbogbo
wa
pata how to ese Bible na ka.
And after reading it, we will do the revision.
Lẹ́yìn àtúgbéyẹ̀wò kíkà rẹ̀, a wá ṣe
àtúgbéyẹ̀wò ẹ̀kọ́ náà. We will ask for the questions.
A ó lè ní orí ọ̀fẹ́ láti béèrè.
And we pray.
A ó gbàdúrà.
May God bless you as we are proceeding.
Ọlọ́run kó bùkún fún yín bí ẹ ti ń tẹ̀síwájú.
Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 15:1-20. Open your Bible.
Ẹ jẹ́ gbogbo akáṣí Bẹ́lí wá sí ìwé Matthew orí kẹ̀ẹ́dógún.
Then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus, saying,
nígbà náà ni àwọn akọ̀wé àti àwọn Pharisee ti Jerusalem
sọ Jesu wọ̀ wípé, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of elders?
Èsè tí àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ fi ń rú
òkè àwọn tó lọ́wọ́ àwọn àṣà. For they do not wash their hand when they eat bread.
Wọ́n kì í fọwọ́ wọn tí wọ́n bá ń jẹun.
He answered and said to them,
ṣùgbọ́n ó dáhùn, ó sì wí fún wọn.
Why do you also transgress the commandment of God? Because of your tradition. For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother. And he who calls father or mother, let him put to death.
Àti ẹni tí ó bá sọ̀rọ̀ bàbá àti ìyá rẹ̀
lúburú,
ẹ jẹ́ kí ó kú.
Whoever say to his father or mother,
ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀yin wípé ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá wí fún bàbá àti ìyá rẹ̀ pé,
whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God.
Ẹ̀bùn tí ẹ̀bùn ni ohunkóhun tí ìwọ bá rí.
Then he need not honor his father or mother.
Tí kò sì bọ̀wọ̀ fún bàbá àti ìyá rẹ̀.
Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition.
Ó gbọ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ẹ̀yin sọ òfin Ọlọ́run di asán ní
hypocrites. Why? Where did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in faith they worship me, teaching as doctrine the commandment of men. When he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand, not what goes into mouth divine man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defile a man. Then his disciple came and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they hear this saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted with will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leader of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into the deep. For then Peter answered and said to him, explain this parable to us. So Jesus said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatever enter the mouth go into the stomach and is eliminated? For those things which proceed out of mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, thief, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 17 to 20 is our memory verse.
Verse
17 to 20. Do you not yet understand that whatever enter the stomach go into the and is eliminated. But those things which proceed out of mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, thief, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands do not defile a man. May God bless you. I say, may God bless you. I say, may God bless you. Here we saw Pharisees cavil on Christ's disciples. Christ's full explanation to answer their cavil and Christ's discussion with his disciples concerning the source of divinement. Jesus explained fully what about the source of the sources of this divinement. Now for deep explanation, if you can remember, we discussed this topic under three major points. Point one, cavil of scribes and Pharisees at Christ's disciples. Cavil of scribe and Pharisees at Christ's disciples.
As we see Pharisee at the
point two, Christ answered to scribe and Pharisee cable for justification of his disciples.
Allah ati dan Christ here we see at the Pharisee at the Pharisee at akọwe ṣe fún àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀.
Point three.
Ìkẹta.
Call of disciple to Christ concern Pharisee's attitude toward the saying and his full explanation on source of defilement.
Àlàyé Kristi lẹ́kùnrẹ́rẹ́ nípa orísun ìdìbàjẹ́ àti ìpè àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn sí.
Now let's take it one by one.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a gbé ní ìkọ̀kan.
Let's take it one by one.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a ṣàlàyé rẹ̀ ní ìkọ̀kan.
I will just take it point point because we have discussed it last week.
Màá kàn mú àwọn kókó kókó tó wà ń bẹ̀ jáde nítorí pé a ti ṣàlàyé rẹ̀ ní ọ̀sẹ̀ tó kọjá.
Point one. Scribes and Pharisees at Christ's disciples.
Are we see Pharisee at the akọwe si awọn ọmọ ẹyin
Kristi? Here we are looking at verse 1 and 2.
Ibi ni a ti ri gbeyewo ni ese ikini ati ese keji.
Here we see how scribe and the Pharisee came to Jesus.
Ibi ni a ti ri ti awọn Pharisee ati awọn akọwe to Jesu Kristi wa.
Last week I told you.
Ni ọsẹ to kọja lo asalaye pe
that not all that came to Jesus came to God are godly.
Ko se gbo awon to ba to Olorun wa ni o je ti Olorun.
There are so many ways people used to come to God.
Orisirisi ona ni o ma nfa ti awon mi fi ma to
Olorun wa. Look at this one. Scribes and Pharisees, they came to Christ.
Awon akowi ati awon Pharisee won to Jesus Christ wa.
Not because they are not godly. They are just dressing godly. But they are not. They came to Christ not to repent. Not that they have faith in him. Even not according to the scripture. But they came to Christ to find fault on his disciples. To bring the allegation concerning his disciple.
Won to Jesus Christ wa lati ri ariwisi si awon omo eyin re.
Here I reminded you that what you must know that there are some indirect way and some wicked people use to report the children of God to God.
Bí báyìí mo ṣàlàyé pé àwọn ọ̀nà ẹ̀rọ mi wà tí àwọn èèyàn burúkú fi máa ń wá láti ọ̀dọ̀ wọ́n máa ń tọ Ọlọ́run wá láti fi ẹjọ́ ọmọ Ọlọ́run sùn.
That is why as we believe we must be careful.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí a ti gbàgbọ́ a gbọ́dọ̀ kíyèsára.
We must be careful.
A gbọ́dọ̀ kíyèsára.
There are so many people, wicked people, even devilish people.
Àwọn ènìyàn èṣù, àwọn èèyàn burúkú mi wà.
Way, indirect way that they used to bring allegation concern us.
Tí wọ́n ní ọ̀nà ẹ̀rọ tí wọ́n fi ń gbà máa ń mú àríwísí wá fún ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
But this is the thing that you must know also.
Ohun tí a gbọ́dọ̀ mọ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí onígbàgbọ́
ni. Whosoever come to Christ like this way.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá tọ Jésù wá nípa ọ̀nà yìí.
They will go in pain.
Wọ́n ó lọ lásán ni.
They will go in shame.
Irú ohun yóò lọ pẹ̀lú ìsìnkú.
They will go in empty hands.
Ohun tán yóò lọ pẹ̀lú ọwọ́ òfo.
They will go with empty hands.
Onítàn yóò lọ pẹ̀lú ọwọ́ fífo.
Because if you come to Christ.
Orí pé tí èèyàn bá tọ Jésù wá.
If it is not according to the scripture.
Tí kì í ṣe bí ìwé mọ́ ṣe gbé
kalẹ̀. That person will go in pain.
Ohun tán yóò lọ lọ́wọ́
òfo. You will not go in pain.
A ò ní lọ lọ́wọ́ òfo lórúkọ Jésù.
The scripture has already told us how we should how he wants us to come to Christ.
Ìwé mímọ́ ti ṣàlàyé bí ó ṣe fẹ́ kí a tọ Jésù wá fún wa.
We must come to Christ with repentance.
A gbọ́dọ̀ tọ̀ wá pẹ̀lú ìrònú pìwà
ọkàn. And with faith.
Àti pẹ̀lú ìgbàgbọ́.
With faith.
Ìgbàgbọ́.
Ṣùgbọ́n níyìí. Scribe and Pharisee stand for the unbeliever, wicked people, devilish people.
Àwọn akọ̀wé àti àwọn Pharisee yìí wọ́n dúró gẹ́gẹ́ bí èèyàn búburú
èèyàn. They came from far place.
Wọ́n wá láti ọ̀nà jìjìrere tọ Jésù
wá. Not that they want to repent, not that they want to believe him, not that they want to pray to him.
Kò ń ṣe kó fẹ́ gbàdúrà sí.
But to find fault.
Ṣùgbọ́n láti rí àríwísí.
On him and his disciples.
Wọ́n fẹ́ rí àríwísí sí òun àti ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀. Ní ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì.
Here we see their object They face Christ and made table on his disciple that why do your disciple transgress the tradition of
elders?
For they do not wash their hands. See that their allegations. They do not wash their hands when they eat bread. They do not wash their hands. They have departed from the law, God's law.
But they
exalted a tradition of an elder.
This
is why they came to Christ. They came for vain argument. They observed tradition of elder, but not God's law. They taught people what is not of God. They taught people heresy. Instead of God's word, they footstep God's commandment because of tradition. This is an attitude of religious people. This is the attitude of religious people. Instead of knowing the will of God, they will assert the tradition of men. They will assert the tradition of people. Praise the Lord. What concerns God about washing your hand, washing your body? If that is for your health, but not for God, praise the Lord. If you wash your body, you will be healthy. You will have peace in that peace.
You need body peace.
But if you don't wash it, that is your own something. Praise the Lord. God is more concerned. Praise the Lord. Point 2. Christ answered to scribe and Pharisees' cable. For justification of his disciples. Christ answered. To scribe and Pharisees'
cable.
For justification of his disciples. Here. You must know that if you are for Christ, Christ will stand for you.
Yes, Christ, you do.
Anytime Satan and his agents make an allegation against you, Christ will stand as your mediator.
Jesus Christ, you will get and don't.
Christ will stand as your lawyer. Here we see the example. Christ answered their allegation through question. He threw the question to them. That why do you also transgress the commandment of God? Because of the tradition of elder. Why are you adding the tradition of elder to God's law? Why are you abandoned God's law and you started a tradition of an elder? Why are you taught the people the tradition of elder instead of God's law? Praise the Lord. What are the tradition of elder? What are the example of tradition of elder? The tradition of elder is those heresy that contrary to God's law. Those errors. Dogmatic. Yamo igbekale teniyan. The
one that has been laid down in woman's knowledge.
That is what they mean by dogmatic.
Not dogmatic
law, not God's law.
An
heresy. Praise the Lord. And some people stand on it. Some false religions stand based on it. They base on dogmatics. Here in 1st and 6th,
4 to 6.
Here Christ gave us an example of their tradition. Example of their tradition of an elder. Where they taught the children against their parents.
That is one call.
Which is contradict. To the law of God. Is contradict to the law. They said, whosoever say to his parents, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God. By so doing, they did not let the children honor their parents. And they made God's law of no effect on people through their tradition. Instead of let the people observe God's law, they let them observe tradition of men. Tradition of men. Wearing of white garments. Washing of body. Without caring for the inner
heart.
It is a tradition of men. Tradition of men. In verse 7 to 9. Christ gave them name now. He gave them name. He called them hypocrites. And he told them what he has been told about them.
The
prophet Isaiah. Who said, these people draw near to me with their ordinary mouth. And honor me with their lips. Which means they just pretend. They can say it's one God. They may wear anything, but their attitude, their behavior is so bad because their heart has been polluted. But their heart is far from God. This makes their worship to be in faith. And they taught the commandment of men as of God. First religion, they taught the people, they teach the people the commandment of men.
This
commandment of men, not of God. This has been prophesied concerning them. That some people will worship in faith. See, today, look at it. Some people will worship in faith. They come to God, honor with their mouth only. They will use men's commandment to teach people instead of God's law. Look at that. They base, they focus the outward than inward. They focus in outward. And they reject inward. They don't mind about inside. Just wash your body. Just wear the white garments. Just do this, but inner. They don't know that it is in what is inside you that you will bring out. What is inside you is controlling outward. In verse 11, Christ then Christ called the multitude to him and discussed with them about the point of that allegation scribe and Pharisee made to his disciples.
He
called the people, you people, don't let them mislead you. You come, he said, what goes into mouth divine man not, but what come out from your mouth, because it come from your heart.
Nítorí pé nǹkan tó bá ti ẹnu jáde ó wá láti inú ọkàn.
That is what with divine man.
Ohun tí ó sọ èèyàn di aláìmọ́
ni. This means you are not made on only by eating.
Èyí ni pé o di aláìmọ́ nípa ohun jíjẹ.
By not wash your body.
Pé bóyá èèyàn ò fọ àgọ́ ara
lóde. By not wash your hand.
Nípa pé àìfọwọ́.
By not wash your face.
Nípa àìfojú.
You are not made on only.
Èyí ò sọ ni di aláìmọ́.
Unto God.
Èyí ò sí ọ ni di aláìmọ́ níwájú Ọlọ́run.
You may be unclean before man, but not
be,
that one is not before God. Praise the Lord. It is what you say, what you think, that make you unclean. That make you unclean. Are you getting me? Praise the Lord. Amen. What you must take care of what comes out from your mouth. What comes out from your mouth? Because what comes out from your mouth is from your heart. Let's go to point 3. Call of disciple to Christ concern Pharisee's attitude toward the same. And his full explanation on source of divine
men.
Here we are talking, we will discuss this in verse 12 to 20. In verse 12 to 14, Christ's disciple called Christ to the attitude of the Pharisees and scribes concerning what he
says.
You know, praise the Lord, wicked people, devilish people, hypocrites people, they hate what we expose their wrong deeds. They hate anybody, somebody, or person that can rebuke them. They can rebuke people. But for them to be rebuked, it's a problem. Here Christ answered his disciple. He said, every plant which is not planted by God will be uprooted. This means all heresy, all dogmatics, all tradition of men that has been added to God's law shall be what? Shall be uprooted. Jesus said, all their traditions shall be uprooted, shall be furnished, shall be erased. He told his disciples to leave them alone. Leave them, because all their heresy shall be furnished away. All their heresy will not stand for life. All their tradition will be exposed to the people. The people will know the truth. Leave them. Another one is leave them. They are blind leaders. They are blind leaders because of what they will eat. They also, they know that clean water can never make you holy. White garment can never make you holy. But because of what they will eat,
because
of what they will eat, that let them stay in that heresy. And
that
change turn them to be a blind leader. That lead the blind. And the end of both of them will be in the
deeps.
They will fall into the deeps. Verse
15
to
20.
Peter then asked Jesus to explain the parable to them.
And
here we see the full explanation of Christ to his disciples. Consign what divine man before God.
Listen,
Christ explain it. This is the I told you that this is the privilege
that
if you are a Christ disciple, you have advantages, opportunities
to
ask from Christ direct. And God, Christ will answer you. Christ will reply you. Yeah, because Peter is one of disciples. And he asked Christ, explain this parable to us. The multitude can never
listen.
But Christ's disciples. Praise the Lord. If you are his own, if you are a true believer, whatever you ask, he will answer you. He will give you the spirit to understand all things. If you ask, even if you have a dream, if you are his own, he will give you the meaning. If you are church, if you are just a church
grower,
you will just be like Pharaoh. You will just be like Nebuchadnezzar. Christ said, whatever enter through your mouth, it will go into the stomach. And it will be digested. You will digest it. Which means anything you eat, it will pass through your digestive system. And will come out again. But evil words that you say you
uttered,
this comes from an evil heart. And this divine man
who
said that. Because from our heart, comes evil thoughts. All our deeds, it comes from our heart. All our actions, it comes from our heart. And whatever comes from our
hearts,
we determine the person that we may be. Like murder,
be ipaniyan,
adultery,
be agbere,
fornication,
be
thief,
ole,
lies, slander. These are what divine men. You see, praise the Lord. For somebody to steal another man's property, before that action will
be taken,
he will have think over it.
Before.
He will think it. Before he take the action. That is what divine man. Before you can fornicate, you will firstly think it. We think on it. Before you drink.
Alcohol.
Or any beer. You will think about it. That is what divine man. What comes out from your heart. And Control your actions.
So one daddy saying.
Control your words.
So daddy
control, that is war with the evil thing that come out from your
heart.
That is what divide you.
Oh, so sunny,
not
money.
Because you don't wear white garments. Not because you don't wash your body. Not because you don't have a beard. Not because you don't have some. No. What divide man is evil
thought
that comes out from your
heart.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And
now you can now see the difference between neatness and holiness. Clean. But not holy. You can need, you can be neat and holy. But there is difference between neatness and holiness. Neatness is for your body. To be healthy and to live long. But holiness is unto the Lord. Holiness will let you your life please God.
It's
holiness. And holiness comes from inner. Inside your heart, your holy thoughts, and this is work of the Holy Spirit. And you can't get this Holy Spirit without Christ. It is through Christ that you will get Holy Spirit. No religion promise Holy Spirit except in Christ. Therefore, mommy and daddy, brothers and sisters, these are the words. You must know the difference between neatness and holiness. Don't put neatness in the position of holiness. You will just deceive yourself. Neatness can never take you to heaven. Neatness can never take you to heaven.
It's
holiness that can take you to heaven. Without holiness, you can't enter heaven. Without holiness, without neatness, and without neatness, but with holiness, you can
end.
But you may not enjoy yourself.
You
may not enjoy yourself. But I want to tell you, if you have holiness, holiness will teach you to have neatness. Holiness will teach you. If you have holiness, you will need.
May
God bless you. We have some minutes to ask for any question that we want to ask about this passage. May God bless you. If you have any question, just raise up your hand. Just raise up your hand.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká na ọwọ́ wa sókè.
We ask in any language you like.
O lè béèrè ní èdè yòówù tó bá mọ̀. Hallelujah.